Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome. We are coming to you live from the International Sportsman's Expo. You are listening to a special edition of Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. They were just finishing up the national anthem here, so we are jumping on very quickly here. But I hope you'll come down and see us. This is the 42nd Annual International Sportsman's Expo, and a lot of our great friends are here. Quentin Smith, QRS, Outdoor Specialties, Lone Star Hunts, Phoenix Weaponry, Wheel Pros, Outdoor Buddies, and our many more we're going to get to here throughout the show. But glad to welcome as our first guest today. Been a good friend of our show here now for several years and has let us partner with them as well for their banquet, and that is Dave Proppit with American Heroes in Action. So, Dave, good to see you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Man, I tell you, wonder what the little snow is going to do here for us, but it's good to see some snow, actually.
It's not snowing inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, it's kind of warm in here. Yeah, absolutely. So American Heroes in Action, and again, great partners with us. And Dave, I know you've been on several times, but just take a minute and tell us a little bit about the mission of this.
We are an organization that provides therapeutic outdoor adventures to combat wounded veterans, as well as injured firefighters, members of law enforcement, and other first responders.
Well, that's great. And you guys had some pretty good adventures over this year,
We have had several adventures. We've actually got three veterans duck and goose hunting up in Nebraska right now. They were supposed to come home last night, and I got a text message that says the outfitter invited them to stay one more day.
Well, how cool is that?
That'll pretty
work.
Cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. And now, where's your booth, or where are you kind of hanging out?
We are toward the back if you're coming in the front door, and we're in booth number 2319.
Okay.
You can see the sign hanging from the rafters that says aisle 2300. We're pretty close to under that sign.
All right. Again, it's American Heroes in Action, and then our and to talk about some of the raffles or what you've got going on.
Right now, we're here to tell the story of who we are, what we're doing for our veterans and other American heroes, and raise some money. We are partnered with American Legion, and we're doing a raffle. We have three beautiful Henry rifles. We have a Henry Golden Boy in .22, a Big Boy in .44 Magnum, and the .45-70. We're selling raffle tickets, and we're going to give away two of those rifles on April 12th, and the third one we're going to use at our fundraising banquet April 27th.
All right. And best way to get tickets for the banquet is AmericanHeroesInAction.org, correct?
No, they can, for the tickets for the banquet, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
AmericanHeroesInAction.org. Click on the store tab. You can purchase individual tickets, couples tickets, or you can purchase a reserve table.
Okay. Again, it's AmericanHeroesInAction.org, but come see us at the International Sportsman's Expo here. We'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight, 10 to 7 tomorrow, and then 10 to 5 on Sunday as well. And the banquet that you have, I mean, man, that's a tremendous event. You've got a great silent auction that we do, and then a great live auction as well.
Yes, we have a live auction with typically about 35 items. Several of those items are guns. Several of those items are hunting and fishing trips. Some of our partners are here at the Sportsman's Expo that we have guides and outfitters who have helped us over the years with different adventures that you can purchase. And then they typically match their donation with a donation for our veterans.
All right. Good deal. Once again, we are coming to you live from the International Sportsman's Expo. Hope you'll come see us. Our booth is 827, so come by and see us, and we'd love to have you here. We got our good friend Aaron Casey going to join us here in just a second. So, Dave, we appreciate it. And come see Dave. Let him know you heard him about him here on Sportsman of Colorado, and let's help him out. They do a great job, and all the money goes to helping these veterans and first responders out for great trips. So we appreciate it very, very much.
Thanks for coming by, Dave.
All right. Now, that voice you hear is one you haven't heard in a while. Mr. Red Merrill joins us. Red, as you know, we first started our show in 2013. Red was with us several years and started taking a lot of trips down to Texas, see his grandkids and all. But, Red, it's great to have you back on the airwaves.
Thanks, Scott. It is good to join you. And, you know, this is a great venue here for the Sportsman's Expo, and we get to see lots of our friends that we've met over the years that stop by and say hi to us, as well as meeting all kinds of new people. And it's good to be here and have a lot of our sponsors be able to come on the show. How are you doing, Aaron?
Pretty good. Hanging in there, working hard.
Yep. Yeah. Aaron's got the booth right next to ours, which is dangerous for me because I already own two of his guns.
We're working on a third today.
Yeah, they're working on a third there. The temptation is almost overwhelming.
We're trying.
And I'm going to have my wife come with me tomorrow so she can help me be strong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, we've already got one with your name engraved on it. You're done.
Well, I've told you many times I want one of those AR-308s. I think you called it the Michaela.
Yep.
And, boy, that was such a sweet gun. And I need that gun for hog hunting.
Yes, you do.
You know, so it may not be very long before I'm plunking down some cash.
Well, we always enjoy that.
Yep.
And I tell you, Aaron, we had a lot of fun going to see our friend Alan Schaffner at Lone Star Hunts. And, man, you brought out your 4570. And, man, just take a little bit of leave it on our terms now, not too technical, but tell us a little bit what's in that rifle.
So what we did is we took the 4570 government, we cut the rim off. Your standard 4570 government runs about 36 grains of powder. We pumped that up to 54 grains, added a magnum primer, and we start pushing 2,400 feet per second. So when we were out there with you guys, it was our test of our production ammunition. So that was actually what we were testing out there when we were playing with the pigs. So it was our production. It's going to be coming in, and, you know, it's kind of
exciting. That's a good phrase, playing with the pigs. And here's our pig man right here, Alan Schaffner from Lone Star Hunts.
Well, Alan, hang around a minute. We'll get you on. But, Aaron, I mean, we've talked about this since you came back, but, I mean, take a minute and just talk about what it was like at Lone Star Hunts.
I was expecting a lot less pigs. I think we were done in under 3 hours of hunting. I think we watched TV, we ate lunch, we had breakfast. I mean, Red leaning out the side of the UTV and shooting one that was like 6 feet away. You know, I'm looking for horizon, and you go there, you will get pigs, and as many as you want.
And I tell you what I love about it has always been, of course, there's many things that, you know, I think set it apart from anybody else that's even here at the show, but you know, just a different terrain and different type, because you can get some long shots, but then, like you say, boy, there's some in those thick creek beds that you can't even see.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I've only been thermal before, so it was the first time daytime pig hunting. It was a lot of fun. Food was good. Accommodations were very nice.
And the company you kept was immaculate.
That was the highlight of the whole trip.
Yeah, at least Red shared the Starburst with me, you know. So, exactly. Made everything all good.
Well, Aaron is in the booth right next to us. So if you come down here to the International Sportsman's Expo, he's got a lot of great toys down there, we'll call them, and he's got his suppressors, and I mean, just some really, really cool firearms. And if you're looking to maybe dress up a firearm, he can even do that for you. And I think your term is putting new furniture on them and different things, but you can do a lot with a lot of different weapons.
Whatever you need, whatever coatings, gunsmithing, whatever you want, whatever platform. So we're here to help.
All right, and that's Aaron Casey. He's right in Longmont, too, folks, so let's come and support him. And, again, I hope you'll come see us here. We're at booth 827. So I tell you, we're going to switch Aaron here, and we're going to get Alan Schaffner real quick.
Thanks,
and,
Aaron.
From Lone Star Hunts, they're just right out of Wichita Falls. And, Red, this is actually one of our real favorite trips that we do.
Oh, it is. Every year we count on this trip because it's so much fun when you know you're going to find lots and lots of hogs. And the only thing that limits how many you kill is how well you shoot.
Exactly.
And, of course, since I'm one of the greatest shots in America, you know, I always get my pigs.
Right. And Scott's the greatest fisherman in the world.
Absolutely.
Man, I'm here with royalty between the two of y'all.
Yeah, Alan, we made a deal. He has to say that when he comes on air with us. We were at Yes Bay Lodge out of Ketchikan, and I caught a double, and Alan said, hey.
He caught one of my fish on top of it. That's illegal. I don't know how he can do that and claim it, but whatever.
Right. Well, again, Lone Star Hunts, they've been – Alan, how many years have you been coming to the International Sportsman's Expo?
Oh, there's probably 10 now.
Okay, good. And they're at booth 2722C. And, again, if you are looking for an action-packed hunt and really two packages, and they don't work, we try not to make this very confusing. You get the same number of hogs in either package. The difference is one's a, what we call a cabin package, and that's just really where you provide your own meals. And then the ranch house where you got a chef in Allen.
Well, I don't know if he's a chef. He just
he could be.
Them trail wagon cooks, I think is what it is. Yeah. Just call me Wishbone or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm telling you, it works. And I highly recommend the Ranch House package because, I mean, it's just great to go there and relax and let Alan do the cooking for you. And just about a 10-hour drive here from the Denver area, and you can be there. And, Alan, you are booked a lot on the weekends for 2019. You got a few more deals, but if you can maybe specialize some things during the week, people just need to come see you.
We can do that. You know, we've been coming to this show probably about 10 years. It's hard to count anymore. But, I mean, we meet a lot of good people. I mean, most people who come have a connection to Colorado. I mean, we had somebody from Norton, Nebraska a couple weeks ago, but they had a connection to Colorado and all that. But, I mean, the hunting family group. I mean, it's just a great group of people.
Sure.
Very, very few people we have trouble with. I mean, in like 0.00% if we have any of that like that. But, I mean, I've got some good friends. Got you and Red and a bunch of good people that I've met that are good friends now.
Absolutely.
That have been coming down to our place. And I wouldn't trade this experience for anything.
You know, I met, I saw Steve Johnson yesterday, the electrician, and the guy, they were or that already booked with you again. And so, and I'm telling you, that's what it's like. And I mean, so far, to my knowledge, we haven't had anybody go down there that hasn't rebooked already.
We had a guy come by, well, yesterday after our short time on the radio and saying he heard us on the radio. He wanted that, you know, Sportsman of Colorado special. What that is you get your regular package, then we add one more pig under 100 pounds. Doesn't cost you anything extra other than skinning. That's the Sportsman of Colorado package.
All right.
Special.
Well, go down and see Alan. He's at booth 2722C, Lone Star Hunts. You can check out their website, lonestarhunts.com. But, you know, it's hard to guarantee different things, but I'm telling you, Red, this is guaranteed.
It's guaranteed.
Fun.
You're going to see all the hogs that you can possibly want. And like I said, the only thing that limits you is how much you, how well you shoot.
We had somebody come down a couple weeks ago and says, well, you've got a 5-star rating on Yelp or wherever. He said, I can't believe anybody's got a 5-star rating. When he left, he said, I understand why.
Yeah.
And we're proud of that. We wear that as a badge.
Sure.
You bet.
You know?
Yeah. And it is so fun. You've got a yell strangled in your throat the whole time because you're shooting up them pigs. and folks, it is fun. It's well worth it. I go every year, look forward to it. And most years I take my son comes up from Weatherford, Texas, and my grandson, and we have a great time. They had a scheduling conflict this year and didn't get to come, but they'll be, if the Lord allows it, they'll be in there next year. And it is so much fun. You can just shoot them up.
Right. Lone Star Hunts, 2722C. Go by and see him. Let him know you heard about him here on Sportsman of Colorado. And once again, he will add an extra hog to your package, 100 pounds or less. And that's if you take a group of four, hey, that's four extra hogs. So all you have to do is mention our show, and he'll take good care of you. Real quick, let me tell you about our theater schedule here. And this is at the Adventure Theater that we'll be introducing some folks at here. But at 12:30, which is just right around the corner, Jeff Nimnick is going to be joining us for predator hunting, coyote hunting, 101. And then from Naked and Afraid, up close, Matt Wright. Matt was here with us last night, too. I got to meet him. And Matt's going to be on stage. He's a great survivalist. He's going to be on the stage at 1:30. And then Chad LaChance, How to Prepare for Your Dream Hunt. Now, most of us know Chad is in the fishing side, but Chad has been a very successful hunter for a number of years. He's just kind of been keeping that a secret from us, he told us yesterday. But Chad's going to be doing it on stage at 2:30. And then at 3:30, Public Land Bucks and Bulls Scout for Success with our good friend Nate Zielinski. And then at 4:30, Chris Rowe. Chris is always a favorite here at the show. Don't Blow Your Hunt, Calling Strategy Success. And then 5:30, Donnell Johnson, Lisa Thompson, and her team. Wayne Carlton is also at their booth here during the show. Women Outdoors Part 2, Going the Extra Mile. And then wrapping it up at 6:30, Top 5 Medical Situations and What to Do. And this is for Knowles Wilderness Medicine. So all the stages are full. We've got the four trucks, aquarium demo tank as well, fly casting pond, a fly fishing theater, the casting pond. They even got an expert's corner you can come and visit. But I hope you'll come see us. We'll be here at 8 o'clock tonight, and then 10 to 7 tomorrow, and 10 to 5 Sunday. We got to take a short break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Open Thursday through Sunday, the International Sportsman's Expo, this week at the Colorado Convention Center. For the entire family, your life outdoors begins at the Expo. Discover the latest equipment, the best adventures, learn from experts, and try the gear. Pass on the tradition or start a new one. Your life outdoors begins at the Expo. The Sportsman's Expo, open Thursday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Come join the fun.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us alongside Red Merrill. We are coming to you live from the 42nd International Sportsman's Expo. Hope you'll come see us. We are at booth 827. Now, one thing great about this show, we have a lot of great friends, a lot of great sponsors, and just people that we see every year. But every year also, we meet some really cool people that have some great new products, and one of them we ran into yesterday is Go Fish Cam, and Brandon Austin joins us now. Brandon, good to see you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott and Red. Appreciate being on the show.
Absolutely. Now, I tell you what, Red, I don't know about you, but whenever I see inventions, I'm like, why didn't I think of that?
I'd do that all the time. I'd be a millionaire if I could have made that come true.
Absolutely. So, Brandon, walk us through a little bit of the thought process of your Go Fish Cam.
Yeah, so just, you know, for the listeners out there, it's a wireless underwater camera that's small and ties right in your fishing line. So your main line ties right to the back side of it, your leader line right off the front, similar to how you would tie in a swivel, and records everything happening underwater. So you can use it fresh or salt. You can use it casting, trolling, bomb fishing, float fishing, and then it works with your phone. So once you reel in, you can gain all that insight into what was happening underwater.
Wow. So you just hook that on your line, and you can look on your phone and see exactly what's down.
Yeah, it's a really fun tool because now you get to see the entire experience. You get to see the strike, the fight from, you know, start to finish. But it's a great tool for learning, you know, what's going on and really enhancing your fishing experience and your fishing game, because you're able to see so much more underwater. You're able to see what the structure looks like, what kind of fish are there, where they're hiding in the structure, how they're reacting to your lure bait, and all that intel, you know.
Yes.
We like to say you wouldn't hunt with your eyes closed, right?
So. No kidding, yeah.
Well, how much does it weigh, and how easy is it to cast?
So it's 3 ounces in your hand in the water. It's just under 2 ounces. So it doesn't affect it's designed to not affect your lure baits presentation. We have a lot of lure companies use it with their testers to just make sure that the lures are presenting themselves how they're designed to. So it's pretty easy to cast. It's going to add a little bit of weight to your line, so it's going to, you know, increase the distance of your cast, and you just got to adjust for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, normally this retails about
$240.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you get by their booth, and your booth number is?
We are at booth 2543.
2543. If you'll go by and mention Sportsman of Colorado, they've worked us out a good deal here for $199. And all you have to do is mention the show. And I'm telling you, of course, it's hard to show you on radio, but we'll get a picture of it and we'll put it on our Facebook page. You can follow us there, Sportsman Colorado Radio. But I'm telling you, just a very, very cool item. And if you're into fishing at all, this is a must-have for your tackle box. And, I mean, how'd you guys even – were y'all just sitting around thinking, like, we'd like to see what's happening down underwater?
So me and my brother started the company, and we grew up our entire lives fishing. And about 4.5 years ago, my brother calls me one day really excited. He's like, I was just fishing with some buddies. We caught a huge fish. We were battling it for 30 minutes, never brought it to the surface, and then it got off. And then everyone on the boat was freaking out. What kind of fish was it? How big was it? What did we do? Should we go back? And that kind of lit the light bulb.
Wow.
So we've been working on it ever since.
Wow. Very, very cool. Well, man, we appreciate it, Brandon. And, again, get over to their booth, or you can come over to Sportsman Colorado booth 827. We'll take you over there and let you meet these guys. But a very, very cool product. And I'm telling you, just to have the memory, so to speak, and lessons you can learn from it too, right?
Yeah, see more, catch more. That's what we like to say.
That'll work, Red. That's what we need is see more and catch more.
Yes. Well, you know, I would have to be casting my lure out in the water a little more often to increase my catch.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, Brandon, thank you very much, man.
Yeah,
we'll look forward
guys.
To doing some more stuff here with you.
Thank you, Brandon. That's a cool product.
Well, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. I tell you what, we're going to get another new friends of ours on, as I mentioned. A lot of our folks here we know, but every once in a while, boy, we find some really, really cool things going on. And Bo Bryant joins us now from Wheel Pros Power Sports, and they're at booth 2542. And a lot of you listening, I know, are into ATVs and sport utility vehicles. And so, Bo, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Good to
thanks
see you again.
Us. Yeah, absolutely.
This is going to be a good show, man. I'm telling you, I think we are really, really going to start seeing some folks come in here. And, of course, Friday into Saturday into Sunday, boy, to really pick up. But, you know, we've looked around. There's ATVs here. You're some friends, Sun Honda. I know you guys work with and all.
Right.
But tell us a little bit about what you guys bring to the whole game of wheels and tires.
Yes, absolutely. So we are a wheel and tire manufacturer. Been in the business for 12 years now. Really got into the business through wheels. We're also an automotive wheel manufacturer. So saw an opportunity for a little bit unique looking wheels in the ATV market, and added later the tire brands. So we own 3 brands, MSA Wheels, EFX Tires, and XD Wheels. And, you know, have had a lot of success with it. A lot of these ATVs, UTVs especially, they're into fancy wheels and aftermarket tires.
Sure.
You know, the advantage an aftermarket tire has over an OE tire, it really changes the feel and ride of a machine. So very popular aftermarket product.
Right.
Well, you know, Scott, you know, I don't get my ATV out you know, an awful lot, but I use it on my little ranchette that I call it.
Sure.
And feeding horses and just running around, you know, on the place and stuff. And it's amazing how fast you can wear out a set of tires.
And, absolutely.
You know, you're always needing really good tires that have good grip and good tread and stuff. And, you know, even though I'm just out on the ranch, I got chrome wheels on mine, and I like the wheels to look nice. I don't want just some old black, plain old-looking stuff. I want something that looks good.
Yep, there you go. Yeah. We hear it all the time. The farmers don't want the fancy, but they're the ones who are buying the King Ranch F-350.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So. I'm still wanting one of those.
That's right.
Well, again, get over and see. And you guys offer things for trucks, I mean, everything, ATVs.
We do. We are a manufacturer for automotive cars and trucks. We own some of the major brands, American Racing, KMC Wheels, Moto Metal, so a lot of the major truck and car brands as well.
All right, good deal. And you'll be here tomorrow too, okay?
Be here all weekend.
We're going to get you on tomorrow on our normal time from 1 to 2, but it's Wheel Pros Power Sports, their booth 2542. If you get by, go by their booth, let them know you heard about them here on Sportsman of Colorado, and it's hard to give a blanket discount because we don't know what you want, but I promise you, they'll do something extra special for you here at the show, and Bo, we appreciate it very, very much.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Bo, it's nice meeting you.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah.
All right. I have to actually slip over and introduce some folks on our stage real quick, but on the phones real quick, we've got Tory Cosgrove, one of our partners with Lakewood Plumbing. Tory, how are you, sir?
Hey, just great. How are things at the show today?
Hey, man, we're doing great. We're doing great. And I'm telling you, a lot of people here already. So I look forward to you and Ray getting down here and seeing us here a little bit later today.
You bet. We are three blocks away, and we're really looking forward to you know, walking around the show. We're going to maybe look at some fishing possibilities while we're down there today.
Well, good deal. Well, man, again, Lakewood Plumbing. And, boy, if you're looking for a great company, and Red, I know you've used them for years as well.
Yes, Tory.
And if you are looking for a good, honest company that will take care of you in the plumbing and heating business, it is Lakewood Plumbing. And all you have to do is give them a call, 303-233-7007, lakewoodplumbing.com. Mention you heard them on Haystack Help or Sportsman of Colorado, and they'll take great care of you. Now, Donnell Johnson, you've heard on our show a lot. I'm going to hand my headset to her. I've got to go run some things, but glad to have Wayne Carlton on with us as well and Red. And so they're going to take over here for just a few moments.
Yes. Yeah, it's good to have you all here with us. Yeah, it's good to have you all here with us. Wayne, good to see you again. And Donnell, she's one of my favorite persons, although I'm envious of her all the time because she's a much better hunter than I am. Every year she posts these pictures with gigantic elk and deer and stuff, and I'm sitting at home going, why can't I do that? And it's because she spends a lot of time at it and a lot of practice on calling and stuff. And her good buddy is Wayne Carlton, who has some of the best calls on the market. And Wayne, it's good to have you here today.
It is really good to be here. I'll tell you this. It amazes me every year when I come to a show like this, how clean and neat it is and how packed it is like today.
Yes. Yeah. Well, some of the best people in the world are the people in this industry. In the hunting and fishing industry, and you know, all the different products and the trips and stuff. Scott and I have taken a couple of trips with individuals that and corporations that we met here at this show.
Yeah.
And had some great times and just be with some great, decent, all around good people. And Donnell is one of those. How are you, Donnell?
It's great to be here again, Red. This is my 25th year at the ISE show.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm only 30.
Yeah, I know.
And I started when I was 5.
Yes.
The math
works.
Well,
I understand that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, the math works. But
you
no.
don't even look 30, I'm telling you. 25 if you're a day old.
Oh, yeah. But we're, you know, it's a fantastic show. We've done shows through the years, and we kind of, you know, weed out the ones that aren't successful. This is a very good show for us. Each day there's just more and more people, and tomorrow you won't be able to breathe in here. But
that's true.
But there's a lot of great vendors here, and I always love the networking. I didn't meet Wayne here, but I met Wayne at a Bass Pro. But you meet a lot of great pros and a lot of great just people, right?
Well, where is your booth located? And then tell us a little bit about Hunt
okay,
Data.
Okay, so we're in 939 and 941. So in 939, I have Hunt Data, which we've been doing maps for Colorado for 27 years. So we help people in the backcountry. We do printed maps. We have a brand new rugged material. And a lot of people, when they're feeling it, they're like, wow, it feels like fabric. It's almost like a fabric map, but it's really, really light. It's almost like a light tablecloth. But it literally, I shot my deer this year. He was that little one. And I didn't have any tarps with me, so I just threw my map down there, and I used it as a tarp. So I just flipped it over and was able to keep my meat clean. So it doubles as a, if you get something.
Absolutely.
No, and then our second booth is Find Your Wild with women. And we're really just trying to connect women and children to the outdoors. We just find a lot of times there's a barrier. And tomorrow's the show I'm really excited about. We have a panel of eight ladies at noon here at ISC, and we're going to be talking about, we have every diverse possible woman on stage, and I'm just really, really excited about how that all came together, and we're all going to be sharing just a little bit of our story and let people come back to the booth and meet some of these amazing pioneers.
That sounds very exciting. And you know, folks, tomorrow,